I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Charles Darwin's theory on the evolution of species has lots of critics among creationists here in the U.S., but now a creationist in Turkey is getting a lot of attention. Adnan Oktar is his name, although he's better known by his pen name of Harun Yahya. He's on a mission to defend Islam against what he regards as an attack from the godless West. And his followers are on a mission to convince others around the globe to join their cause. The World's Aaron Schachter sent us this report from Istanbul.
Hello, everybody. My name is Oktar Babuna. I'm a medical doctor, brain surgeon from Turkey.
Oktar Babuna is a man of science, but he's also a missionary of sorts. He travels the globe on behalf of the world's leading Muslim creationist to urge people of the book, here delegates at an interfaith conference in Tel Aviv, to unite against Charles Darwin and materialism.
These two irreligious philosophies, Darwinism and materialism, are the foundation of the conflict and corruption going on in the world. Because we all believe, Christians, Jews, and Muslims, that God has created the entire universe out of nothing and that he dominates all that exists with his omnipotence.
Babuna's lecture against Darwin took many by surprise when they were expecting to hear one against terrorism. But for Babuna, and especially for his boss Harun Yahya, evolution is up there with such evils. Harun Yahya gets set for yet another TV interview as part of his mission, he contends, to defend the Abrahamic religions against Darwin. A controversial figure in his native Turkey, he's built a large following throughout the Muslim world and stepped into a virtual void when it comes to debate in Islam over evolution.
Adnan Hocam, Darwin amatör birisiyken neden bugün tüm dünya onu bilim adamı olarak...
Yahya runs websites, holds seminars, and has written, with some amount of help, over 300 books. His latest, The Atlas of Creation, is a 12-pound, 800-page refutation of Darwin. He delivered it, unsolicited, to schools and research institutes around the world. In it, he agrees with scientists that the Earth is hundreds of millions of years old. The Quran's account of creation is ambiguous on the length of the 6 days. But he argues that God formed the world whole, and he denounces supporters of evolution as pagans and crackpots.
Ben açık bilimsel gerçeklere tam anlamıyla tabiyim. Mesela...
I'm a believer in science. If I had ever found any hard evidence for evolution in the Quran or in the world, I would accept it. There are millions of fossils, but none of them ever show creatures evolving. Darwinism is nonsense and dangerous. Despots like Stalin and Hitler used Darwin to justify murdering millions.
Harun Yahya certainly is popular, and he loves publicity. He loves controversy.
Salman Hamid is an assistant professor at Hampshire College in Massachusetts who teaches a course called History and Philosophy of Science and Religion.
Let me be very clear. He presents a very crude form of creationism. Most of it is borrowed from Christian creationists or the fundamentalists here in the U.S. These are not sophisticated ideas. However, he connects evolution with atheism. And he presents himself as standing up to the West. So the popularity of his views against evolution has really nothing to do with the science.
In other words, it's an ideological battle. And evolutionary biologists like Richard Dawkins, who so publicly links his science with his atheism, indirectly help Yahya's cause. In fact, surveys suggest a large majority of Muslims reject evolution. Hamid laments that there is yet to be serious debate about evolution's compatibility with Islam and notes that while it's taught in schools in Turkey and Pakistan, it's often within a religious context. Still, there are stirrings of debate among scholars. Süleyman Attaş once ran Turkey's religious affairs ministry and taught religion for nearly a decade in Saudi Arabia. He turns to a passage in his well-worn Quran that he says supports the evolution of species.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. Proclaim in the name of the Lord who created man out of a leech-like cloth. The Lord is most bountiful.
Attaş interprets leech-like clot to mean embryo. He says this proves God created embryos of plants and animals, but he believes God made each to evolve distinctly within its own species. Another scholar, Yasser Nuri Öztürk, more fully embraces evolution as described by Darwin. Though like Christian theologians, Öztürk believes God began the process. He calls Yahya's anti-Darwin crusade sick.
Ben dini çevrelerin, Hristiyanlıkta da Darwin'e karşı çıkıldı. Kilise hala Darwin.
Öztürk says, honestly, I can't understand why those who call themselves religious authorities deny evolution. There's no contradiction. Evolution, as described by Darwin, reconfirms the existence of God. Öztürk says, who but God could design such a system? Religious scholars like Öztürk point to the work of a Persian philosopher, Ibn Miskaveh, who wrote 1,000 years ago about the evolution of matter, first created by God. Recent controversy, however, suggests the Islamically oriented government in Turkey may be less sympathetic. Earlier this year, its science council fired the editor of its science magazine, allegedly for trying to run an article about Darwin. When asked whether she thought her firing was a ham-fisted attempt at censorship, the editor said only that she'd never had her work questioned before, and it was up to the public to decide why she was fired. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, Istanbul.